91X News.
It's minus 12 and mostly sunny at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Selena Steele-Clo. With the recent news that three golf courses in the area are being sold, some have wondered how this might affect tourism in the area. Doug Stevenson, the director of Bay Aquinti Tourism, doesn't think it will be an issue no matter how it ends up.
I think, you know, regardless of what happens with these courses, what's important is to note that we're very strong when it comes to golf in the region. It's a big tourism draw.
It has been reported recently that Oak Hills Golf Course will remain open for golfers following the sale, but other two courses' features are very much up in the air. And although golf remains a huge part of tourism in the area, Stevenson thinks that Quinty will be just fine, even if it does lose of the three courses.
All of a sudden, we're becoming a premier destination in southeastern Ontario for people to visit because we've got 1,200 kilometers of waterfront. We've got rich history in agriculture. You know, we've got over 30 conservation areas, lots of outdoors. We've got scenic drives, new craft beer. Prince Edward County is the fastest growing wine region in Ontario. You know, we've got all of these assets that people want to come and see, and they want to come back again.
The government is no longer preparing to house a sizable number of refugees at the military base, the Canadian Forces has confirmed. Bases in Borden, Petawawa, Trenton, and Montreal have been removed from the state of high readiness, leaving only Kingston on alert for refugees. The Liberals remain committed to seeing the refugees count hit 25,000 by the end of February. It's old news now that a casino will be coming to Belleville, but everyone is in favor of it yet. Bevan Hamilton has a story.
Reverend David Mundy doesn't envision the new casino will be good for the Belleville area. In fact, he doesn't want it here at all.
From our standpoint, we would be happy if the council changed their minds and decided that there wasn't going to be a casino at all.
Mundy, who pastors Bird Street United Church, is most worried about problem gambling.
But I think it's really necessary for council to start now, a year and a half before the casino opens, to work with public health, with the agencies in town that are already dealing with addiction issues, to actually assign some counselors and maybe recruit some people from the broader community to look at the issues of problem gambling.
Mundy met with the council and the mayor to express his concerns and said he hopes it means the city will respond with an extensive plan to make sure it's less of a problem by the time the casino finally rolls around. Bevan Hamilton, QNET News, Belleville.
The judge at Jayan Gomeshi's sexual assault trial says he will deliver his verdict on March 24th. Justice William Horkins announced the day after the Crown and the defense wrapper up their closing agreements. Gomeshi's defense lawyer says the Crown has failed to provide beyond a reasonable doubt that the former broadcaster committed the crimes of sexual assault and choking. That's QNET News on 91X. Now in sports. Cobra will be getting a new sports team. QNET News reporter William Prelex has more.
Major Series Lacrosse will be coming to Cobourg in May. On January the 24th, the league approved for the Kitchener-Waterloo Kodiaks franchise to be relocated to the city of Cobourg. The decision comes after the Kodiaks lost financial and fan support in KW. Kodiaks owner Alan Orth says he's excited for the fresh start.
They've already shown a great deal of interest and support from the city, from the mayor and the city council on down. The local media has been quite interested and been following the story. I expect that with the strength of their minor system there, which has been built from zero 4 years ago to about 500 kids registered, that the Kodiaks will be very well supported in Cobourg.
Orth added that lacrosse is a growing sport in Canada.
The National Lacrosse League, Toronto Rock, and watching and those games being televised has helped. But I think it continues to grow. And the Northumberland County Minor Lacrosse Association is a prime example of that.
The team's season will begin in May, and the home games will be played at the Cobourg Community Center on Sunday afternoons. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
Almost all the NBA's biggest stars will be heading to Toronto for the All-Star Weekend. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green of the Golden Stars Warriors will be there playing for the Western Conference. So will Oklahoma City Thunder duo Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and once again Los Angeles Lakers forward Kobe Bryant, who will play his 18th and final All-Star game before retiring at the end of the 2015-2016 season. Send us your team and or league sports email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now the forecast for Belleville. Environment Canada does say light winds and combined with the frigid temperatures will have a wind chill of minus 45 into today. An extreme cold weather alert has been issued because of the forecast wind chill creates a risk of health such as frostbite and hypothermia. The high will be minus 11, clear tonight with a low of minus 14. It's 3:05, it's minus 12 with a wind chill of minus 23. QNET News on the air at 91X, online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele-Clough, news on 91X next at 4 o'clock.